You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is WILL AM 580. Well, did you know insects are cold-blooded, and because of this, you can figure out when they'll show up based on temperature. It's true. And whether you're a gardener or a farmer, University of Illinois Extension and the Illinois State Water Survey have a website to help you figure out just when to be on the lookout for those dirty pests. But when you think about it, it's really pretty cool. Insects are cold-blooded, and their developmental stage depends on heat. Too little or too much heat, and they stop growing. To top that off, it takes a certain amount of accumulated heat, called degree days, for an insect to go from one life stage to another. You can think of heat for an insect like time for humans. As time passes, we get older. As heat accumulates, an insect gets older. This degree day calculation can help predict when an insect will start doing damage to a garden or a field crop. It's all a matter of harnessing the knowledge of the scientists who study either climate or insects or both. The University of Illinois Extension entomologists have teamed with the Illinois State Water Survey scientists to do just that. Together, they've developed a web-based tool, an online degree day calculator you can use to make insect predictions. Bob Scott works for the Water Survey, and he says you can find the degree day calculator on the Water Survey's website and U of I Extension's pest management and crop production website called The Bulletin.
See, the data that has been collected for 15 years here at the Water Survey, the weather data, we have these 19 stations around the state, and we've been collecting weather information, and that data is housed here at the Water Survey. I have a computer in my office that makes a phone call once a day to download data in the field that's collecting the weather information. And now we've gone through and have used the weather data to produce this product with, you know, Rift Crop Sciences.
The entomologist, the insect specialist in the U of I's Crop Sciences Department, pairs the weather data with the amount of heat required by an organism to complete its development. This is known as physiological time, usually expressed as degree days. The entomologists know how much heat it takes for different insects to develop. By combining the two sets of data, predictions can be made on when an insect population in a given geographic area will reach a stage at which they'll begin to damage crops. 30 pests of field crops, fruits, and vegetables are included in the University of Illinois Degree Day Calculator. For U of I Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.